This is the Pulse, stories at the heart of health, science, and innovation. I'm Maiken Scott. Riding a bike, especially in heavy city traffic, can feel a little bit like you're playing Frogger. Car doors open suddenly, other bicyclists fly by against traffic trying to beat red lights, trolley tracks trap your wheels, drivers are so busy texting they never see you coming. So it feels good to wear a helmet, right? Little bit of protection. It's not that easy. Try reading the science on bike helmets and you'll find conflict. Ask the experts and they don't agree. Tanya English checked into this issue, starting with a bike ride in Philadelphia.
Yeah. Let's go.
Russell Medin from Bike Share Philadelphia came along to show me the way.
You shouldn't be on the right of a car that's turning right.
Oh, that's bad.
That's not real good.
Medin does not wear a helmet. He has his regular work clothes, slacks, a maroon tie, and a sports coat. No spandex or special gear.
If you're a NASCAR or a Formula One driver, yeah, you should be wearing a helmet. If you're a pro cycle racer, yeah, you should be wearing a helmet.
Helmets give the wrong message, Medin says. When you see someone in a helmet, automatically you think that what they're doing is dangerous. He believes the stats that say you're more likely to get hurt slipping in the bathtub or falling from a ladder. Still, I was a little intimidated by the city buses passing on our left.
Walking on the sidewalk is just as dangerous.
There's no buses on the sidewalk, Russell.
Generally.
Okay. Wear a helmet if you want. But Medin says mandatory helmet laws discourage biking. And when there are fewer cyclists on the road, those roads are less safe. He wants to get more people up on bikes and to design cities so it's more comfortable to ride.
I don't bike without a helmet. I don't think the roads are really designed for bikers still.
Sarah Weitz-Kotacek is a public radio host in Little Rock, Arkansas. She's a longtime city biker who says accidents happen. Hers happened in Philadelphia.
So I was biking up to the intersection there in the lane, the bike lane, and a guy just suddenly opened his door so quickly that I didn't have time to brake. The front of my bike slammed into the door.
Weitz-Kotacek and her bike went up and over the door.
I texted my boss. I said, I've been in an accident. I'm going to be a few minutes late.
She arrived at her morning meeting with a little blood on her face, a strained jaw, and years later, she still has a small scar on her chin. Randy Swart from the nonprofit Bicycle Helmet Safety Institute says what we know for sure is that helmets help in the crashes that are very common among cyclists.
If you're wearing a helmet and you crash with no car involved, you're very unlikely to die. If you get hit by a car, all bets are off. You're flying through the air at who knows what speed, and after that, things are bad.
He encourages riders to wear a helmet, but says he gets the sense that many millennials were overprotected as kids, and now as adults, they want to manage their own risks. At the Sports Zone Science Exhibit in Philadelphia, a whole wall is dedicated to helmets. At one station, the kids push a button, then watch as a baton slams into the head of a mannequin.
My name is Frederick Bertley, and I'm the Senior Vice President for Science and Education here at the Franklin Institute. So you spin it up to set up the program, and then it shows you the impact. And the reason why these are important is a football helmet can be used multiple times, whereas a bicycle helmet, when you have one massive impact, you have to replace the helmet.
When you go down on a bike, one spot on your head might get the full impact of that fall. But snap on a helmet, and Bertley says the plastic lid dissipates the force of that boom.
The inside part, as you see here, this styrofoam part, that actually then absorbs the energy that was spread around the shell.
As the helmet takes the hit, Bertley says the chemical structure of the foam changes. The cross-linked molecules can never absorb energy in the same way again.
It just takes one unfortunate incident to give you a traumatic experience. And, you know, of the 900 deaths that happen a year, bicycle accidents in this country, about 60% of them are specifically due to head injury.
Mark Bracey is a teacher who blogs and tweets about his biking life.
I live in Auckland, New Zealand, and I use my bicycle every day to commute. I describe myself as a wheel pedestrian.
New Zealand is one of the few countries with a universal bike helmet law, but most days Bracey doesn't wear one.
Funnily enough, in all my time, I've never been caught.
And still, he takes the risk. He believes in the environmental and health benefits of cycling. Bracey says those pluses should be counted up along with the dangers.
what I'm arguing for is a choice. Helmets are not, you know, they are not the panacea for making cycling safer.
Bracey says he manages his safety and rides with care. Actually, he said he rides like a woman.
That's not meant to be taken as a chauvinist, but...
In a recent study, health researchers found that female cyclists are less likely to be hospitalized. So ride like a woman might come to mean riding cautiously and responsibly. For The Pulse, I'm Tanya English.
Sono il peccato per la città.